good evening, my fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the lowlands of Indiana, Wadesville, Indiana, to be sure. Good to be back with you tonight, folks. My bride sends you her best. 22 years military veteran, Master Sergeant Angela Straub, before we got hitched about 3 years ago. And she is a darling. And by the way, her hair is growing back. It's really, really neat. Looks like she's going to have the same curly hair she had before. All of her hair fell out due to the poisons that were put in her body in Lewiston, Idaho. There, the chemo treatment she underwent. Hair always falls out, and like the 21st to the 30th day, your hair's gone. And it's coming back, praise God, and it's looking good. Her hair feels nice and fuzzy. Just happy to see it coming back. You know, when your hair falls out, for a woman, you know, all they can think of, my gosh, what if it doesn't come back? You know, so it's quite a startling event, and it would be for a man, too, for that matter. But it's coming back, praise the Lord. Well, folks, a lot of things going on today. Absolutely, absolutely tragic to hear that we got this straight from the headquarters, from the United States Central Command, that we lost 10 Marines in Fallujah today. Wow, just incredible, folks. When you have been on a detail, if you haven't been on a detail, and most of you probably have not been on a detail, to knock on a family's home door, and when they open the door, you have to tell them one of their loved ones has died, as I have. Now, when I was in the military during the Vietnam War, I didn't have that detail. But as a police officer, I had that detail in the war zone of South Phoenix. And we lost 7 of our fellow police officers during the years I was on the force working in the war zone with them. And so I've been on those details, and I'll tell you, it's bad enough when we lose one of our own loved ones in our families. But going to somebody's house and knocking on the door, like for these 10 Marines that they haven't given out their identity yet, absolutely devastating. Just breaks my heart. Somebody's going to have to do that duty, and the families are going to be absolutely crushed. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after 2 compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years had gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833. 988-6833.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Welcome back, folks, to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop, Jack McLam, retired, supposed to be retired anyway, only working 12, 14, 16 hours a day, trying to help awaken our brothers and sisters in uniform and those in the private sector for the need for us to get out and do something to try to stop the enemies of God and liberty from destroying our nation and enslaving all of us. So that's my volunteer work for the last 24, almost 25 years now. And many of you have been at it longer than me. So I want to take my hat off to you and say thank you from my three boys and my nine grandchildren for standing up and being on the field of battle at a time when we certainly need those to stand with us and go forward in our nonviolent redress of our grievances at this time, before we see violence starting, tremendous violence starting. The violence, of course, has already started on the part of God's enemies, and enemies are a constitutional republic. They draw blood on the American people all the time. You just don't hear about it very much, but they certainly do. Anyway, back to our 10 brothers who have been killed in Fallujah. 10 Marines from the Regional Combat Team 8, 2nd Marine Division, 2nd Marine Expeditionary Force, were killed in action by an improvised explosive device while conducting a foot patrol outside Fallujah December 1st. Remember, there's a day's difference between us and Iraq and the Middle East there. The patrol was attacked with an IUD fashioned from several large artillery shells. 11 Marines were wounded also in the incident. Of those, 7 have returned to duty, so says the Quartermaster United States Central Command, which means 4 of these brothers of ours, folks, are wounded seriously, perhaps. We hope not too seriously, but they could be seen when I go down and you go down to visit our veterans at the VA hospitals, and I hope you will do that. It's a great experience for you, and it's a tremendous experience for our veterans who need to see somebody, need to know that people care. But it certainly rips my heart out to just think of our brothers and sisters who are dying for these international criminals that have control of our governments. Just breaks my heart. And that's why I work as hard as I do, folks, and that's why you work as hard as you do to awaken the American people to the need to stop doing these things, stop sending our brothers and sisters, our fathers and our mothers and our daughters or our aunts and uncles, and you name it, into these wars for no benefit whatsoever to the American society or the American people. It is not a war on terrorism. It's a war against these nations, and to subjugate these nations under this Antichrist world government system, take their natural resources, And also it's a war against our Bill of Rights here in the United States. The names of the deceased, are being withheld pending notification of next of kin and released by the Department of Defense. For more information, the 2nd Marine Division Public Affairs Officer will talk to you. You can reach him at, here's a phone number. I'm not going to give you his website. Call if you have a Marine that you're very concerned about that maybe has been in Fallujah in the last few weeks. That phone number is 813, area code, 827-5894. Okay? That's 813, area code, 827-5894. That's for the headquarters for the United States Central Command in MacDill Air Force Base in Florida, and they can tell you about what they know about who it is of our brothers who have died in this newest attack. Boy, I'm sorry, folks. It's kind of gotten to me here. I'm trying to regain my composure, but it just really is upsetting. We've got a news flash here that just came in from a friend of ours. I don't see any backup way to track this down. Only, of course, we know, we talk about this all the time on the air, that the people that our government is calling the insurgents are the Iraqi people, and they are other Muslims that know that as soon as Bush gets enough of our men and women free, we're going on to another Muslim country, and then we're going to attack that nation and take it over and set up a puppet government. And then we're going to attack another Muslim nation, destroy it, and then rebuild it with American taxpayers' dollars, and, of course, lose many more brothers and sisters of ours to the war, and then we're going to Iran and on and on and on. So we know this, but this story makes sense because we know that that it is true. Okay, we don't know the source now, except it came in from a buddy of ours, and we appreciate him sending it over. But here's what it says. Supposedly, information will be coming out in the New York Times Friday, today. Okay, I don't know if it did or not, but it says as many as 100 insurgent cells in Iraq, official in Baghdad admits. Well, there's always this senior American official that's making these reports, and we don't know who this senior American official is in Baghdad, okay, if there is any such person, but because we know that the insurgent is made up of a lot of different groups of Iraqi people that don't like their nation invaded, don't like the program and the plans of the international crime lords that are going to take over all the Muslim nations, one after another, with the blood of American soldiers and the blood of British soldiers and others, too, that are in the coalition. But here's what it says. The apparent proliferation of militant groups in Iraq may explain why the insurgency has been so hard to destroy. The New York Times is set to report Friday. According to the senior American official in Baghdad, he sure gets around, folks, the Iraqi insurgency is comprised not only of disaffected Sunni Arabs, Saddam loyalists, and foreign terrorists, but of dozens of cells, even as many as 100 cells. The insurgency is not as often depicted, a coherent organization whose members carry out orders issued from above. No. But rather a far-flung collection of smaller cells that may either act on their own or come together for a single larger attack. A new study has shown that the insurgency is as strong as ever. Despite deaths and detention of some of its men, it has grown so far on only a fraction of the Sunni population. with military training, and this could easily continue to grow and grow and grow, because they've just tapped a very small portion of the Sunni population for the insurgency. Well, folks, this is coming from a New York Times report, I guess, you know, going to come out in the New York Times. So it's always dubious what they put out, because they leave things out, they twist things, and they just outright lie at times. But most of what they're saying here we know is true. Only we would put it, instead of quoting Saddam loyalists and foreign terrorists and Sunni Arabs and so forth, as I said, all the Muslims have learned of the actual plan of the Bush crime family leading our soldiers, American soldiers and British soldiers and other soldiers from other lands, who have been paid great sums of money from the taxpayers' dollars to be there with us, or they wouldn't be there. And they know the plan, that we're coming for them next. So this is why you will find Arabs that have decided, Muslims that decided, that they're not going to sit back and be taken over and a puppet government be installed like has been done in Afghanistan and now Iraq. And so they have just begun to see these cells develop. Just begun, folks. As it becomes a reality as we go into Syria next, and we are going into Syria next. Matter of fact, there are some reports, of course, that we're already in Syria. We have a report here, I think I read it to you a few days ago, that we've made numerous attacks over the Syrian border already with American troops, and the Syrians are really complaining about it. So as soon as all the Muslims understand that all of their holy sites are going to be taken over and decimated and desecrated, and they're not going to be able to have religious freedom any longer as they have always had, there's going to be one heck of a war. We haven't even begun to see the war yet. Remember, folks, 1,200,000,000 Muslims out there are not happy right now that the religious centers in Iraq alone have been desecrated, and they're gonna choose a side here very, very soon. And so we're just beginning to see the insurgency, as our government calls it. We'll be right back, folks, with more of the Officer Jack McLam program. I want to talk to you a little bit about two more of the U.S. allies leaving Iraq. More may go. We'll be right back.
Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gatto Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gatto Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gatto Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gatto Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gatto Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual bundle for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLamb program. Good to have you here tonight on this Friday night. And we're talking about more of the coalition allies leaving Iraq. More to go, folks. Two more, according to this news story we had to go to Austria for, Vienna, Austria. The AP wrote this there. We probably won't see it here in the United States. That's why we have to go to the foreign press. But it says two of America's allies in Iraq are withdrawing forces this month, and half a dozen others are debating possible pullouts or reductions, increasing pressure on Washington as calls mount to bring the U.S. troops home. Bulgaria and Ukraine will begin withdrawing their combined 1,250 troops by mid-December. If Austria, Britain, and Italy, Japan, Poland, and South Korea reduce or recall their personnel, more than half of the non-American forces in Iraq could be gone by next summer. They're going to need the draft, aren't they, folks? Going to have more terrorism in the United States to sell that one. Back to the article, though. Japan and South Korea help with reconstruction, but Britain and Australia provide substantial support forces, and Italy and Poland train Iraqi troops and police. Their exodus would blow Their exodus would deal a blow, that's it, to American efforts to prepare Iraqis to take over the most dangerous peacekeeping task and craft an eventual U.S. exit strategy. The vibrations of unease from within the United States and clearly have an impact on public opinions elsewhere, said Terrence Taylor of the International Institute for Strategic Studies in Washington. Public opinion in many of these countries is heavily divided, and we can believe that, folks, because it is here in the United States too. So anyway, I'm having a little trouble with my computer here. Although the nearly 160,000 member U.S. force in Iraq dwarfs the second largest contingency, Britain's 8,000 in Iraq and 2,000 elsewhere in the Gulf region, its support has shrunk substantially. In the months after the March 2003 invasion, the multinational force numbered about 300,000 and from 38 countries. That figure is now just under 24,000, mostly non-combat personnel from 27 countries. Can you imagine that, folks? Can you imagine that? Just the months after the invasion of Iraq, the multinational force, who we paid millions and millions and millions to the government dictators to get them there, the multinational force numbered about 300,000 soldiers from 38 different countries. But now, 3 years later, the figure is now just under 24,000, mostly non-combat personnel from 27 countries. The coalition has steadily unraveled as the death toll rises and angry publics clamor for troops to come home in these other nations. In the spring, the Netherlands had 1,400 troops in Iraq. Today, there are 19. My goodness gracious, folks. Including a lone Dutch soldier in Baghdad. Well, isn't that good? The Dutch sent one soldier over. Ukraine's remaining 876 troops in Iraq are due home by December 31st, fulfilling a campaign pledge by President Viktor Yoshkemo, I guess it is. Bulgaria is pulling out its 380 troops by December 15th, parliamentary elections, and Defense Minister Vaseline Blazinsko said this. He's the one that announced that the Bulgaria is pulling out its 380 troops by December 15th. In his strategy for Iraq, announced Wednesday, President Bush said expanding international support was one of his goals. He also seems to address the issue of more allies withdrawing. The issue of more allies that are withdrawing. He said, as our posture changes over time, so too will the posture of our coalition partners. The document says we and the Iraqis must work with them to coordinate our efforts, helping Iraqis to consolidate and secure its gains on many different fronts. That's coming from the Bush president. Struggling to shore up the coalition, Bush stopped in Mongolia on his recent Asian trip and praised his force of 120 soldiers in Iraq as fearless warriors. At least 2,109 U.S. service personnel have died since the beginning of the Iraq War, according to an Associated Press count. At least 200 troops from other countries also have died, including 89 from Britain. Other tolls, Italy has 27 that died, Ukraine 18, Poland 17, Bulgaria 13, Spain 11, Slovenia 3, Denmark, El Salvador, and Estonia, Netherlands, Thailand each lost 2. We'll be right back, folks, after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeehaw!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Folks, we have callers on the line, but let me finish up this article here. It's very interesting, folks. It shows you that truly this is an American, the international crime lords in America are the ones that are causing Americans to pay the price. 2,109 U.S. service personnel died since the beginning of the war, they say. Of course, we know many more than that have died, but anyway, that's official total. And we have, Ukraine 18, Poland 17, Bulgaria 13, Spain 11, Italy 27, Slovenia 3, Denmark, El Salvador, Estonia, Netherlands, Thailand 2 each. Then we have Hungary, Kazakhstan, and Latvia 1 each. So you can see, folks, that it is American blood that is being spent there. Of course, Britain is in there. They've had 98 from Britain die. But the international crime lords in America have just about total control over that whole area there. And the others are just playing a role. Most of these, Bulgaria, Spain, and these guys are in non-combat areas doing other things. Of course, they get killed there too because they're in there invading this country. But underscoring mounting opposition in nearly all coalition countries, a poll published in Japan's Asahi newspaper this week showed 69%, almost 70% of respondents opposed to extending the mission there for Japan. Up to 55% it was in January this year, folks. So a year later, it's up to 70%. No margin of error was given in that poll, but 70% is a lot for Japan. Japan's Koyodo News Service reported Wednesday that Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi's cabinet would decide December 8 to allow its 600 troops to stay for another year, but it could decide later to withdraw the troops around May. A British drawdown would be the most dramatic. Although Prime Minister Tony Blair's government insists that there is no timetable for British forces to leave only when Iraqi troops can take over, Defense Secretary John Reid suggested last month that the pullout could begin in the course of the next year. South Korea, the second largest coalition partner after Britain, is expecting to draw down about 1,000 of its 3,200 troops by the first half of 2006 of this year, by June, in other words. The National Assembly is likely to vote on that matter this month. Well, I could go on with this for another couple pages, folks, but I think you get the idea. These countries are beginning to get the picture. They know they know that this is only the beginning. Just like we've read to you from documents, we're going to go into all of those other nations over there, destroy those nations, and then have Bechtel and Halliburton rebuild them, make billions and billions for the international crime lords that run our countries, take over their natural resources, put in puppet governments, and these coalition forces are beginning to see this picture. It's just like them not being able to recruit in the United States now. The American people are beginning to see what the real picture is. Well, you know these leaders of these nations like Japan and other nations, South Korea and Poland and others, know exactly. The Australian government knows exactly that this is only the beginning of war for years and years and years over there against the Muslims. And it's going to be a war where the Muslims in these nations that we're talking about here, Tony Blair's government, the leftist government there in Poland, and all of these other governments we're speaking of, almost all of them, have Muslim populations there. And the Muslims, as they learned, and they are learning that this is only the beginning of their destruction and their religion's destruction, are going to start fighting in these own countries. If Japan and Britain and all these, Italy and Poland and all these nations have soldiers over there destroying those Muslim nations and taking them over, guess what the Muslim population is going to do in their own nation, folks? They're going to have to make a decision. Either they're going to fight against the great Satan, which is the coalition, not just America, but those that have soldiers over there in the coalition, or they're going to just have to give up their religion, because all their religion is based in those areas over there in the Middle East. All their religious icons, all their religious centers are right over there where Muhammad hung out, okay? So that's what we're seeing here. They're beginning to realize that the writing's on the wall, so much writing's on the wall today that the wall fell down, and they're getting out so that their Muslim populations in their own nations don't start shooting and bombing in their own nation. Some have already started to do that, but they don't want to see it spread to their own country. We're not talking about insurgents coming into Japan and Germany and Poland and so forth, so and South Korea. But we're seeing their own citizens, their own Muslim society rebelling against the destruction of the Muslim religious icons and temples and all of that, and a takeover of the Muslim lands over in the Middle East, where Muhammad was born and raised over in there, and so and died there. Okay, let's go to the phones now. Paul, who's on the phone? We've got Rita in Texas. Rita, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, sister.
How are you doing, Jack McLam?
I'm doing real good.
You mentioned some countries over there, Latvia, Estonia, Bulgaria. They're communist countries.
They are.
And I was listening to two interviews given by Lieutenant General Daniel O. Graham. I think the interviews were taken back in 1980s or something.
Yes.
And he had exposed that all military actions of the United Nations must go through the Russian general, which explains why every time the United Nations is involved in a country, why the communists take over. Because you've got the communist who's running all the daggum military actions that are going through the United Nations.
Well, the United Nations is a Marxist-led organization anyway, so
well,
yes.
I don't. Well, it was formulated by, the Constitution was created by Alger Hiss, who was
convicted
communist spy.
He sure was.
Now, what I did, Mr. McLam, I went shopping in Austin with a girlfriend of mine, and I confronted one of the military soldiers, because I get very, very upset when I see the field of blue in the lower right-hand corner rather than the in the other upper left-hand corner, as far as the United States flag is concerned. But
yes.
But what I did is I confronted the daggum soldiers, and I just told them, I said, you know, I don't like y'all in Iraq, and I'll be glad when they get your butts back. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't any soldier that is serving over there, as far as I'm concerned, I consider them nothing but American Nazi soldiers. They act no different than the Nazi German soldiers with blind obedience. Furthermore, I don't like the term insurgent. I think the accurate term is resistors. And those Iraqis over there give me hope for my own country. And for that, the reason why I say that is because they aren't putting up with crap. You know, he who strikes the first blow reaps what they sow. And I firmly believe that and I found out that what's happening is the Iraqis, they're not stupid people. They'll get trained by the American military, and they'll get armed with the American military, and then they turn around and they use that stuff right against the so-called American military Nazis. Boy, I think that's good. As far as justice is concerned, because I'm a firm believer that right makes might and might does not make right. And I don't believe God is with our nation nor with those soldiers. The wages of sin is death, and I don't have one bit of pity for one daggum soldier that's over there. As far as I'm concerned, they need to use their daggum mentality and find out that the true enemy isn't the Iraqi. It's right there at 1800 Pennsylvania Avenue, and they're also sitting right there in Congress. And so,
Rita, I wish you'd say what you really thought.
Well, I mean, that's what I...
My goodness, sister.
I got to be very careful, you know. I'm not quite sure if I'm... I always talk knowing or actually believing that the so-called Nazis in our government are listening to this radio program.
Oh, yes, they are.
And,
you bet on that.
Yeah, and I really had a little bit of happiness today. And the reason for that, you see, I love Lexington and Concord. I just absolutely love the father of this country, Washington, D.C., and their very wise comments that made this a free nation. So
uh-huh.
I'm sitting back, and I'm having a little bit of a celebration because I'm here, I'm listening to an alert in Connecticut. They closed down all the courthouses in Connecticut because there was an alleged bomb threat. And I'm thinking, what a way to go. You know, those judges, those lawyers, and those daggum police department are those thugs in uniform that they call themselves law enforcement. They're now beginning to realize, do you see, holy fear works both ways. And they better get their daggum souls straightened out and start acting right, because they're going to find out, you know, life does not last forever in this world, and there is a hell. And so I believe in God, and I believe in justice, and I believe in the spirit of the man himself, whether or not he's an American, an Iraqi, or whatever. Justice is justice no matter what land you're in. So anyway, that's my thoughts, Mr.
McLean. Well, thank
McLean.
You, Rita. Thank you for your thoughts there, my dear. I will say, though, that because we deal daily with a lot of wonderful police officers and soldiers out there, and also we soldiers have been down that same road where we were brainwashed into believing our government, trusting our government. I did that during the Vietnam War, and then found out different that we weren't over there for any American purpose whatsoever. And more of our soldiers are waking up at this time and finding out that they're not over there serving America. They're not over there saving America and protecting America. They're over there for these other reasons, and they're rebelling against this. And so don't paint with such a broad brush that you're happy to see all our guys get blown up over there. Because it is sad, because many of them that we're working with every day are just beginning to wake up and realize that they've been tricked and they've been lied to. So pray that they will be awakened and enlightened and can say, no, we're not going to do this anymore. That's our prayer, and that's what our work's all about here. Okay, Rita?
Well, Michael McNew was able to say no.
Yes, that's right.
You
that's
know,
right.
And also, as far as these soldiers are concerned, their mistake isn't going to bring to life the dead people that are being murdered over there.
No.
They have a responsibility to know the truth, just like every daggum citizen has a responsibility to know the law. And the principle is, ignorance of the law is no defense. So I still stand by the principles that I stand by, and as far as I'm concerned, I'll be glad when they get when they get their butts out of there.
Well, that's the same with us here, Rita.
Thank you
so
bye-bye.
Much, my dear, for calling in. Okay. Wow, Rita doesn't hold back, does she, folks? I think we need more of that in this country, where we're not holding back so much. So many people are afraid of so much in this country that there's very few Ritas around, it seems like. But praise the Lord, we're hearing from more and more. Now, like I say, folks, I've been there. I've done that. I've been out there, been lied to by my government, been in uniform, been told that we had to go kill little Oriental people at that time to save America. It was a bold-faced lie. And now they're being told they got to go over and kill these Muslim people because that will save America somehow. And so I feel more sad than angry with our soldiers. And that makes me work harder and longer hours. And I hope it does you too, to try to educate our brothers and sisters to stand up and know what's truly going on and that they're not serving America. They're good people. They're fantastic people, but they've been brainwashed just like I was. And many of you out there know what I'm talking about. And the American public is just as brainwashed as our soldiers are. If the American public was told tomorrow that a certain a group of Americans was domestic terrorists and was planning to blow up something, you would find that these American citizens might very well take the law into their own hand and go kill them all, regardless of what group it was. Might be a group of Baptists down in a Baptist church someplace, because we're so brainwashed in this country. We're so much, and the ministers have a lot to bear in this deception that we should obey everything evil government tells us to do, because all governments of God. The misinterpretation of Romans 13. So you've got to be very careful to, number one, don't paint everybody bad in any particular group, because it's not true. And also there is hope, as we see every day, more people in the private sector awakening from this brainwashing, and more people in law enforcement and the military is awakening. I can tell you that as a fact. So, Rita, I'm with you 100%, sister, only don't give up on our soldiers and police officers and those there. We need them on our side. And with your kind of passion, my dear, I hope you're out there trying to awaken them up, trying to awaken them, because we definitely need our soldiers and police officers to awaken and turn to the side of the people. I'm looking at a picture here, folks, of a soldier by the name of Stan Golf. He's a career soldier, now retired. He's a soldier in Army Special Operations, Delta Force, Rangers, Special Forces. It took him from the invasions of Vietnam, Grenada, and Haiti to the training grounds of the cruel and corrupt Colombian and Peruvian armed forces. He taught military science at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, conducted classified missions in El Salvador and Guatemala, and was deployed with the ill-fated Task Force Ranger of Black Hawk Down fame in Mogadishu. And now he's speaking out. Praise God, he's speaking out on the campaign trail, or not campaigning for anything. He's just campaigning like we are to try to help awaken our brothers and sisters in uniform to say, heck no, we ain't going to go to serve these international bandits. And so be of good cheer. As we work, as we stretch out there and touch the hearts and minds, and I'm talking about we, the audience out there, not just me and Rita and John and Paul and all of them at Republic Broadcasting Network, but you listening to this program, as you stretch out there and touch the hearts and minds of more of our private citizens and police officers and soldiers, we're awakening these people. And I've got a whole report here, a speech that Stan Goff gave, this wonderful brother soldier of ours that's now retired out of the military. And it's a tremendous report. I was going to share part of it with you tonight, but I see we don't have the time. Now, if you'd like to call in the last few minutes, please do call in on the program, and we will get you on in the last few minutes here. I don't know if you've got the time to do it or not, but I just want to tell you folks that we are seeing more and more people awaken because of wonderful mass communication methods like used at Republic Broadcasting Network. We have to get out and get behind the systems that have been set up, and God has allowed us to set up these wonderful systems of communication. No longer do you just have to, although I hope you continue, to hand out a tape to somebody, hand out a flyer to somebody, hand out a report to somebody, a newsletter like Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter or something. I hope you'll continue that, but I also hope and pray that you will start supporting, if you're not, the mass communication systems that God has allowed us to set up, like Republic Broadcasting Network. I pray that you'll do that. And I hope that you're praying about doing that, folks. Because we're winning. We are winning. More and more people are awakening. But we've got a lot to do in a short time. We'll be right back and finish up the program right after these important breaks.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one National Populist News Weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Oh, folks, I'll tell you, this is not the time to give up. Not the time to give up. We've got these international weasels on the run. We truly do. As you see, over this last year, we're coming to the end of another year here soon, but over the last year, we have won by getting active in calling our congressmen and senators over and over and over again. I have reports here of individuals going into their school system, going to their school boards, and attacking, and single individuals have had certain books thrown out of the curriculum that had explicit sex for elementary school children in them. And all across the spectrum, folks, people are getting out of their prayer closets, getting busy, and doing what God told them to do. And when you do that, we win. We don't lose. But our reason for losing is because we have so many people in their prayer closets awaiting to get the heaven out of here. Okay, and they're not willing to do what God told them to do, but it's happening. It's beginning to change. Listen to what is being said by government people like Dr. Paul Roberts. Remember, I read you that information here just yesterday or day before. He is becoming so bold and emboldened because he can see that his own children and grandchildren are going to be slaves in this country. And he's was Assistant Secretary of the Treasury. And he's writing tremendous articles, very bold about calling the Bush crime family exactly what it is. But also, the internationalists are bringing in this martial law in America. And he's hammering it. And then Congressman Ron Paul, I've never heard him so alive and so full out taking the gloves off in his whole career. I've followed him probably for 15, 18 years, and he's never been so alive. And so, folks, when you and I get out and get busy, when you and I get active, we excite our leaders out there because they don't want to stand up alone, as Congressman Ron Paul has for many years, and take the slings and the arrows all by themselves when none of the American people are behind them. But all of a sudden, Ron Paul and Dr. Paul Rogers, is that his name? I can't, I think I'm saying it wrong. Paul, what is it? Roberts, Paul Roberts, yes. But folks, we're igniting a fire under these people because we have a fire igniting under us. And so things are beginning to go our way. So I just don't want you to get discouraged. Pray your prayers and ask God for direction and guidance, and then get out and get busy and occupying this land. Well, folks, let's go to it. Excuse me, folks, all of a sudden here. I've got a cough, but just want to say to you that pray this weekend that God will lay it on your heart some of the things that you probably could do that you're not doing. I do that all the time, asking for directions in my life. And we're going to keep going forward. God bless all of you out there that are activists and are helping us with this. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Have a great weekend. Good night.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.